So if fluoride is so bad for our children, our babies, what is it doing to our pets, our other babies, our other loved ones?
It poisons them. In my documentary, Poisoned Horses, Kathy Justice talked about her prize broodmares. A broodmare will drink 30 gallons of water when it's nursing, and her broodmares were the ones that became poisoned first, and because they were drinking fluoridated tap water, and that it also poisoned her dogs. So it poisons everything it comes in contact with, whether it's a dog or a parakeet or a horse. And that the horses were proven to be poisoned by a veterinarian pathologist, Leonard Krug, at the Cornell University. She sent bones from three different horses. One was hers and two were other people's that were drinking on the same water. And what he did is he analyzed the amount of fluoride in the bone, and he sliced the bone up, and he did histological examination of it. And you don't have to be a rocket scientist. You can look at this and see clearly this is abnormal bone, and the only thing it causes to look like that's fluoride. And the conclusion, published in the peer-reviewed scientific literature, was these horses were fluoride poisoned.
How many pets do you hear people, you know, having hip dysplasia?
Oh, the hip dysplasia is always associated with it. The big thing that they found, which is, you hear about the dogs going crazy and eating the baby and stuff like that. Well, they had a horse that they didn't tell me about this till after I'd made the video, is that they had a horse named Sienna, Wayne, whenever he walked by, the horse would try to take a chunk out of him. And a horse can bite pretty hard, you know, those horse teeth, they're not friendly. And Sienna turned from a mean horse trying to bite him to a lover in the space of less than a year, when they took the fluoride away. And they've had this horse for a decade, but it went from a mean horse to a friendly horse, and another horse did the same. And so you can see it hurts Wayne. He says, I almost thought of selling him. But that was his
fit. What did they use?
Well, Kathy, how'd they remove it from the water? They went over and got water from the river. They got one of the farmers that would give them their allotment from the river. And B, Kathy put together a bunch of citizens who went down and made the liars tell their lies, and then they stood up and showed the lie. Is it the only way you can sell this is if you just believe the lie and then put your head down and say, well, yeah, they said it was okay. But if Kathy knew more about fluoride than the promoters, and she educated, they had meeting after meeting with more than 100 people attending in a town of 6,000, so that's pretty good. And so when the water board began to consider this after they'd heard the lies, and then they were confronting. Okay, you say this, how about that? You say this, how about that? Is the product actual fluoride, or is it hydrofluorosilicic acid, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? And the time they all done, she showed the water board the autopsies of her prize horses and asked them, do you know how much that horse was worth? And they said, no, don't know. She says, I buy them for $30,000. I sell them for $500,000 after they've won all the shows. And you've killed four of them.